Hello, this is Magic, and the topic is magic, which makes this Magic on Magic. Yar! Yeah, that's right, this is Magic, coming to you via the BelowTopSecret.com General Topics and Discussion podcast feed, where all us members can just get on the horn and start jabbering away, which I am, rumor has it, I'm known to do that now and then. So, what is with all this? Well, yeah, I had this whole Serpo Madness business. Serpo! And, as the, Depakote, the massive quantities of Depakote I finally figured out I needed to take today start to kick in, I'm like looking back on this Serpo thing, and I'm going, oh my god, reply 29, and it's just magic, 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 magic. It's just like, oh no, I've been manic. Yeah, and I knew it, but gee, you know, it's just so much fun. And actually, I think I'm going to do a Ramblecast on mania, the manic portion of manic depression, because anybody that's been watching me for any period of time knows that's part and parcel of the whole magic package. Oh, yes, I'm a certified maniac. Well, manic depressive. I get depressed, too. But it looks like, at least for the past week and a half or so, at least I've been pretty manic. And, I'm sure there's reasons for that, although I don't get to choose when. And unfortunately, I don't get to choose what. So it looks like I got all wrapped around the axle on the Serpo thing and just went to town on Project Serpo. Serpo! That's the thing when people say, I'm just a maniac for this, I'm a maniac for that. Well, for me, it just depends on whatever whatever gets dropped in front of me. So it looks like it was Serpo this time. And what I really want to do is get this, I want to get this wrapped up about my next album. That would rock, you know, because I think I could go someplace. But the irony of it is, actually, this evening I've been trying to sit down and like, okay, gotta get these songs in my head composed. Gotta compose. And I just can't sit still enough. And I'm like figuring out, okay, I really am manic. This isn't just me feeling, good about life and taking my drugs. There's a whole story about that. And, so yeah, I'm trying to get back on the meds here. and that's the thing. I want to talk about that. And I guess I'll probably just put on the talk feed. Jeez, I'm such a tool. Just why I'm like this. By the way, the answer of all these professionals I've talked to is they don't know. It's just the way I am. On this recent road trip, I, visited a bunch of my relatives on the West Coast, and what we might refer to as magicism runs in the family. Now, not everybody in my immediate family is quite like me. I like to think of myself as one unique individual, but I got to visit my oldest uncle, who's 84, and I'd like to think I take after him. And one of the reasons why I'm pretty sure I take after him is because I've had a chance to visit him, and it's been a little over 3 hours talking with him, if you want to call it that. In about 3 hours, I think now bear in mind who is saying this, okay? In about 3 hours, I think I got about 10 minutes in of where I was talking. The entire rest of the time, almost the entire 3 hours, was him talking. Imagine, if you will, I had met the master. And to my uncle out there, I just want to say, you give me something to shoot for, man. That's right. I met more than my match. He can out-talk moi. So yeah, and he gets a little wild too. And what's kind of cool about the manic depression that runs in my family is that as far as I know, we're not quite dysfunctional in the sense that we tend to be able to hold down jobs. We tend to do pretty well. But we tend to sometimes have lapses of judgment with regards to things like what we buy or, these little deals that we'll get into and stuff. I have a cousin that's always getting into the latest, you know, crazy scheme. And it's always for some, you know, reason that seems to make sense at the time. And then later when you look back on it, no, that didn't make any sense at all. Well, that's what it's like to be a maniac. You get all wound up about something and then you go charging off and get obsessed with it. And at the time, it seems like a good idea at the time. And then you look back on it later and you go, what was I thinking? And there you go. That's what it's like to be a maniac. And apparently that's what the deal's been with Project Serpo. Fascinating. And for anyone who's been watching this, I hope no one feels too uncomfortable about it. I mean, I look back on it and I just go, oh, geez. Oh, no. It's sort of like waking up the next morning, you know, after you got really drunk at a bar the night before and going, who is this person? How did I think this person was that good looking when we met last night? You know? Well, that's what coming out of mania feels like. I look back and I'll just go, oh my God, you know? But every once in a while I'll look back and I'll go, wow, hey, that worked out pretty good. You know, sometimes it happens. That's how I got my first album out, although, you know, obviously that could use a lot of work. And again, a project. That first album was a product of me being so manic. I couldn't sit still. I you know, couldn't go through and do the post-production or anything on it. I just had to get the album out. Get the album out. And so it is with mania. So, you know, I am droning on here. And, you know, I'm just kicking these out. Maybe this is just me, you know, just talking into the void. You know, for anyone that you know, listens this far, well, hey, that's cool. And I don't know. Maybe it's just like... If you need something to fill the empty, you know, the sounds of silence around the house, just put on, you know, a string of magic ramblecasts and, you know, hey, here's a great idea. Just put on ramblecasts, you know, like make a CD of them and just put them on a continuous loop when you leave the house. And, that way burglars will think that somebody's home because I'll always be talking. Yeah. You know, or you could just use a TV. I'm just saying. Anyway, I think I will. I'm going to do just, freeform ramblecast on while I'm still manic because the Depakote hasn't quite kicked in yet, and just talk about the mechanics of being manic, manic mechanics, and maybe there's some other members out there that might know what I'm talking about. They may not want to talk about it. This kind of stuff's kind of taboo, and I'm like, you know, I look at some of the stuff I talk about in these podcasts, and I'm just like, oh man, I don't want to be telling the world this. And yet, here I am. It's kind of like blogs, you know. A lot of people, especially women, they write things in their blogs they should not let the world see. Just a fair warning, girls. You don't want to put too much personal information in publicly available blogs. I understand the Dear Diary thing. Here I'm doing it, you know, but I try and keep the details out, you know, like what my address is. And my address is beep, 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 you know, and I live in beep, beep, beep. So, no, sorry. All right, enough of that. So anyway, this has been Magic, another Ramblecast. By the way, there's another reason I do these, and I don't know if it's working or not, but I went to Just Talk Only, you know, not getting too fancy, and just blabbering on, just partly so that if anyone's hearing this and you're feeling like, oh, you know, I don't want to do a podcast, I'm not worthy to, you know, that would be funny, oh, I'm not worthy to do a podcast, oh, come on, look at what I do, you know, if a Nimrod like me can podcast, and it's fair game for anybody on ATS, and that's the thing I want to point out. If you're a new member especially and you think, oh, I need 200 posts, no, you don't. You don't need any, you know, any new member who wants to can submit podcasts. If you don't have 200 posts yet, that's okay, because you can still submit it. The staff just needs to review it, just to make sure you're not a troll and you put a bunch of potty mouth on there or whatever, you know, which, by the way, is technically legal, I guess, but I think the TNC still applies, which makes, well, anyway, I don't even know where that puts vanity casts like these. Who knows? But anyway... I'm just going to – that's the problem with me, the microphone, and the whole podcast dynamic. The staff might just have to cut me off and say, all right, Magic, you just need to take a break. And who knows, if I manage to swing into a depression here pretty soon, I might just do that anyway, which would be probably healthy. So anyway, I'm going to go off, and I'm just going to start this manic monologue just to see – and maybe by way of explaining why there's so many – Serpo podcast. Oh, man. I'll never live that down. All right. Anyway, until next time, be well, my non-manic friends.